From Tidbits on May 14th, 2012, this is Keep Your Mobile Me Email Address Without iCloud by Joe Kissel. If you've already migrated your Mobile Me account to iCloud, move right along, nothing to see here. But if you haven't yet done so because one or more of your devices doesn't meet Apple's system requirements for iCloud, you should be aware that Apple is now offering Mobile Me users a way to keep their existing email addresses and calendars even after Mobile Me shuts down for good on June 30th, 2012. Until a couple of weeks ago, it looked as though the end of Mobile Me would mean the permanent disappearance of access to email for me.com or mac.com addresses that hadn't been upgraded to iCloud. Apple supported the Mobile Me to iCloud transition only on Macs running 10.7 Lion and on PCs running Windows 7 or Vista, so people with older desktop operating systems couldn't migrate their old Mobile Me accounts even if they had iOS devices that support iCloud. At the beginning of May, however, Apple sent email messages to people with valid but unconverted me.com and mac.com addresses, informing them that they could keep those addresses, as well as access to their Mobile Me calendars, even if they can't sign up for iCloud. In case you didn't get one of these email messages, here's a quote from Apple's Mobile Me Transition and iCloud page. What if I just want to keep using my email on all my devices? As of May 1st, you can choose to keep using your mail after Mobile Me ends, even on devices that don't meet the iCloud system requirements. Just go to me.com/move and select the option to keep using your email after Mobile Me ends. Once you have completed this short process, your mail will continue to work on devices that don't meet the iCloud requirements after Mobile Me ends on June 30th, 2012. If you visit that page, sign in with your old address, and click the Next button beside Not All My Devices Meet Requirements, you're prompted to agree to the iCloud Terms of Service, after which your email and calendars, but not other Mobile Me data, are transitioned to iCloud. From then on, you can access those two services in a web browser at www.icloud.com. If you later upgrade your devices so they are fully iCloud compatible, you can then use them to sign into iCloud and access the remaining features as well. Apart from the fact that this reprieve affects only email and calendars, what may not be clear from Apple's description is that it offers users of older operating systems only web-based access to that data once it's migrated. After all, Mail and iCal and Snow Leopard still don't know how to set up and access an iCloud account, so even though they'll still connect to the Mobile Me servers today, that access will end when Mobile Me does. Those, at least, are solvable problems. In Mail, after moving your address to iCloud, delete your existing Mobile Me account. Choose Mail, Preferences, click Accounts, select your Mobile Me account in the list on the left, and click the minus button. Then click the plus button to add a new account and fill in your mac.com or me.com address and password. But now, hold down Option while clicking Continue. This bypasses Mail's automated setup process, which would configure the account for the Mobile Me servers, not what you want. On the next screen, choose IMAP from the account type pop-up menu. Enter imap.mail.me.com for the incoming mail server address, click continue, and enter smtp.mail.me.com for the outgoing mail server address. Once you've completed the process, Mail in Snow Leopard should be able to check your iCloud mail both now and after Mobile Me is turned off. As for calendars, see the Tidbits article, iCal in Snow Leopard can participate in iCloud. Finally, once you've done all this, don't forget to deal with any other data that's still on the Mobile Me servers. I'm thinking especially of any files on your iDisk. The only safe assumption is that they will all be irrevocably deleted at the end of June, so don't wait to find them new homes. I offer suggestions for doing so, as well as a great deal of other helpful information about moving to iCloud in Take Control of iCloud. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Smile, Intego, Noteboom Productions, Global Delight, Doxy, and ScanSnap. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Joe Kissel, and thanks for listening.